T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Jeff, how many Steelers skip their exit interviews? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know a list. I am very much assured that a certain defensive end, outside linebacker, depending on how you want to label him, did go to his.
Okay. Well, it's good to know that Alex Highsmith went to his.
Yes. How did you know? Ola went to his.
Shout out to Ola Dainey, baby.
Do you think that TJ pulled rank and tried in the Arthur, how do they set the schedule? Like, could TJ tell the coaches, hey, have Derek go right after me? That way we could both get on a plane and get to Wisconsin together at the same time?
This is the thing. You have the flexibility. It's a sign-up sheet, and then from there, your veterans or your hierarchy players, I mean, you go in there and write whatever you want. If you want to meet at this time and that's available, yeah. Or if somebody's
scheduled. So they can carpool together.
You just bump that person off. Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, God, I bet James Harrison did that constantly. Oh, good try, rookie.
I mean,
I bet he was
did.
Like,
I mean,
Farva and Super Troopers.
Listen, we would wait until the rookie's about to walk into the meeting, and we're like, nah, bruh, you got to wait. And they just have to sit there and just keep waiting until they get their opportunity. But that's standard. That doesn't matter if it's Pittsburgh. That's everywhere I played at, man. You got to treat them like that. They're rookies.
Was there ever a time, like in the movies, where the bully for the first hour has his way with the nerd? And then, like, near the end of the movie, the nerd turns the table on the bully and makes him look bad. Did that ever happen with James Harrison? Did anyone ever pull a prank on him?
Nah,
Arthur,
bro.
Put him in his place?
It's certain people you really don't want to play that game with, because you have to ask yourself, who can go further? And typically, it relates to money, right? I can do some things to him. I can, you know, get the car towed. Okay, popcorn his car. Okay, cool. But just know my money is going to run out before his does. So he's going to be able to play with and do some things to me a lot longer. And a lot, it's going to make me a lot more uncomfortable. So that was always the approach. There's certain guys like him. He's just like, yo, his money's too long. I'm not messing with that.
How about the prison mentality of the first day you get to work, you go up to the biggest guy and you try to kick his ass? Did anybody try that with James?
Nah. That, like I said, that sounds good in a movie. But let's be real. How many times have you seen that happen in real life where you really say, oh, that's the bully. Go over there and beat the bully up. It typically doesn't happen like that. Hollywood lies to you. It makes you feel like, oh, yeah, so many underdog stories. Hey, everybody go beat the bully up. It's a lot of people in real life that ain't got beat up by bullies.
Yes, there
that's
are.
All I'm saying.
I'm raising my hand right now for those that can't
And physicality is not going to save you in that regard. You better go higher up. You better go find an authority figure and work your way that way.
Malzi?
What are we asking here?
You ever go up to the bully and stand your ground?
Like,
no.
Okay. Fair enough.
Arthur's just preaching the truth for people. Like, it's great to punch Hollywood the bully in the face and stand up for yourself, but, like, you might get your ass kicked, and that's what Hollywood doesn't tell you. Mm-hmm. Like, the bully just doesn't go down like a sack of potatoes. They usually get pissed, and then they hit you back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jeff, why would either the Steelers or Watt want to set the record straight on him missing exit interview?
Because it makes it look like chaos in the room. Like, guys are just being able to skip these interviews, or that there's all this dissension and Watt was unhappy. Of course he was unhappy. Who wouldn't have been unhappy with giving up that many points to the Cleveland Browns at home in a playoff game and going out being one and done again? Of course he's not happy. I doubt many were happy in that room, even days after, during exit interviews. But if you don't set that record straight, I think it shows that, you know, that people believe this, that Tomlin's not in control and that, you know, the inmates are running the asylum and that guys do whatever they want. I think that's why you want to set the record straight.
And Jeff, I agree. I think if you don't do that, then we'll get up here and trash these guys even more. And it could have been something as simple as the person that was the source just didn't see the whole situation or didn't really have that conversation with them directly. I mean, it's a lot that can go into this whole situation. But yeah, as a whole, I think that the team, they as a not just the team, but TJ as well, they needed to come out here and get in front of this thing.
Plus, Subway Jeff probably would like him not to be a bad egg.
I was just going to say.
Subway's had their, you know, they've had their darker days.
Not yeah, that, he should have done. Have. He should have done like the. Wow, I got nothing. I was gonna make a Subway joke, but I think Arthur took it right there. Spiked the football there a little bit. Oh man, I got that. Took me. That caught me so off guard. I honestly like lost.
The question here?
I lost my train of thought. Arthur just completely sideswiped me with that one.
Do you want to
get man.
One? Do you want to throw one at Jeff?
Yeah, I want to ask Jeff the question we talked about earlier, the number one thing he wants to see out of this Matt Canada offense.
Points. Points. I want to see more points. What I really want to do see, in all seriousness, is more dedication to a run game and establishing some type of run game. I realize you can say what you want about the line, but Dotson's going to be a part of that line. He's a good run blocker. I think Zach Banner is arguably their best run blocker on that offensive line. He is going to be back. I want to see them establish, whoever is at tailback, establish a little bit more. And, you know, like you guys have said over the last few days, you know, be a little bit more creative with the way they do attempt to run the ball.
Now, Jeff, do you think that the Steelers are committed to Matt Canada for longer than just one season or longer than just how long Ben is here?
Yes, I do. I think they feel that way with any coach that they bring in. And normally you see guys stay here a little longer than in some places. I do think they're committed to Matt Canada. That doesn't mean that if Roethlisberger is back, that we will see the entire Matt Canada offense in that Ben Roethlisberger season that he's with them.
Jeff, do you get the sense that Matt Canada is going to be – I think he'll be empowered. I guess he'll be empowered. I don't know. But do you think he'll be able to get even, like, subtle, you know, changes to Ben Roethlisberger's game to say, hey, you need to go under center more. You need to do more play action. Like, this is stuff we have to have happen for us to be successful. Do you think that that's something that is realistic to expect of Matt Canada?
Yeah, and I think those are going to be conversations that need to happen just between those two, whether they're at Ben's house, whether wherever they're at. I think those are conversations that need to happen before they start planning for anything. Like, hey, we think we can add this to the offense, but we need you to be under center more. And I think there's give and take with that. And when you have a guy that's going to go into the Hall of Fame as a quarterback, you're not going to just come in and dictate 100% of what this offense is going to be. That's not realistic. There is going to be give and take between the two, and you're going to take some of his ideas, and hopefully he is going to have no objection to taking some of yours. And, you know, if there is major friction, I mean, the Steelers have selected Canada, and I think if something were to blow up, then Ben's going to have a decision to make on whether he wants to come back, and that is always his option.
Jeff, I'm looking at Tony Pauline, who covers the draft for ProFootballNetwork.com, and he just filed a report from Mobile at the Senior Bowl, and he says that the Steelers are one of two teams – that are looking hard at Najee Harris this week from what he's heard from the scouts and people that are down there. Your thoughts on the Steelers doing their homework on a first-round running back?
Hopefully he drops to the second round because they need an offensive lineman in the first round. That's my thought. I will give the Steelers credit for this. I think they have done very well in scouting the Senior Bowl and looking for little things like they found in Chase Claypool and the things that he did there last year. Noticing his blocking and some of the intangibles that obviously all the other teams passed on in various positions in the draft. I think they are doing their homework on Najee, but I think, in my opinion, it would be that they would hope he would drop to the second round because they need help on that offensive line, in my opinion, first and foremost.
And now, Jeff,
do you think
– Oh, go ahead. You're good.
No, if they go with a – Jeff, if they go with like a running back, if they were to actually do that, would that be a sign to you that they were trying to go like Band-Aid fixes over offensive line being maybe a longer term sort of approach to it? You know what I mean? Like, it strikes me if they went with a running back, like they thought they could spackle the rest together and try to make it work.
And, you know, maybe they could to a small extent and hope that Canada's system and, you know, a revitalization of DeCastro and Dotson having those games and Banner being back, and that's going to get that offensive line moving, and they'll get a little better play out at the left tackle position next year. Yeah, I could absolutely see that. That's where those internal looks at your own team, those evaluations of your own team, have to be spot on. Like, you can't run any emotion. You have to know exactly what you have before they head into the draft. But yeah, they could have that thought process, and they could go with a tailback if they have that, or, you know, if a Freiermuth were to drop there, that might be someone that's very enticing to this team if they feel like they can do enough with the offensive line, and if they could get Ben another weapon if he returns, that could be the difference in what happened this year, that what could happen next.
Now, going back to the Matt Canada signing, right, or in terms of him being promoted to OC, just from your perspective, do you like him being the OC versus guys like Hugh Jackson and Pep Hamilton, who we saw the Steelers interview, and then obviously Ike Hilliard, who interviewed for the Lions coordinator position?
Yeah, I think Canada brings an intriguing
up. I think we lost Jeff.
What?
Was it? Hello? Are you there?
Craig, is he gone? Oh, well.
Is Craig gone?
No, Craig's here.
Hello?
Craig's still here.
Yeah, Jeff doesn't have like a funny voice that we could like try to parody either. That's the worst part.
Do you know sometimes when I call either a restaurant or another establishment and I'm looking for information, I will use a fake voice?
Why?
Just for fun.
What does it sound like though?
The other day I wanted to know if a restaurant was just doing takeout or dine-in. So I called in and I said,
"Hello there, are you guys using takeout or are you allowing people to come inside and eat?"
And they actually answered the question when I used that voice. As if that was just a normal voice.
Honestly, you don't really traffic in doing like little vocal impressions, but after hearing how effortlessly you dropped into that Muppet adjacent nonsense, I'm almost frightened.
What?
That was actually
gents.
Yeah, that was actually impressive. Yeah, that was your Garrett Cole Patrick. Can you do that to Jeff? Can you ask your next question to Jeff right now in that
like
voice?
That. Wow.
Jeff, I was just telling them that I'll call a restaurant or something and look for information and I'll use a fake voice while doing it. Is that weird?
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you go British or
Do it. Pony, just ask him a real question. Ask him a question.
Ask him a question about what's going on right now in that voice.
Whatever you were going to ask next, ask Jeff in the voice you just did while we were getting him back on the air.
Jeff, what is the best football movie of all time?
What in the world? I thought he was faking, I'm not going to lie. I thought you were faking the first time, I'm not going to lie. God, dog, that's crazy.
Jeff?
That is crazy.
That's really good.
What is the best football movie
of
all time?
That's really good. But
how are you
by the way,
doing
I'll quickly
that? That's creepy, man.
Answer Arthur's question by saying that I think it was an inspired choice of Canada because he brings something different, whereas an older offensive coordinator might bring more of the same that we've already seen.
So Redbox has Rudy as the number
one
football
movie.
Jeff.
Cut the BS, Jeff.
Yes.
Rudy number one, Remember the Titans two.
Oh.
On the list of all-time rentals in the football movie genre.
Yeah.
What would you go with? What's your top football movie?
I love Remember the Titans, and I know these movies, you know, get played up a little bit and some of the story gets altered, but the acting, the story, the emotion.
Based on a true story, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you know another one that I liked, and I know it at times got a little hokey, but the story of We Are Marshall. I think
that was number four on the list of rentals.
That's fascinating. And Brian's Song is always one that
didn't make the top ten.
It's kind of
Any Given Sunday. Did that make it?
Yep. Any Given Sunday was sixth.
Yes.
Didn't ESPN have the NFL spike playmakers basically because they felt like it was way too close to an actual depiction of how insane the NFL can be?
Yeah, I think
that was what I got. Mm-hmm.
That was part of them getting the Monday Night Football package, is they had to get rid of that show.
Wasn't there a thread where one of the players smoked crack right before the game?
Yep.
Or something insane, and then drove over to the game and played?
Yeah,
I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
He was an actor that used to be on Nickelodeon. What's it called again, Craig?
Wait, hold on.
Nickelodeon,
yes. Nickelodeon.
I thought you actually couldn't say the name of the network, but you could do that incredible voice.
No, I was trying to do the Chris Russo faux pas.
Oh wait, he didn't know the name of the network.
He called it Nickelodeon.
What was the one where Al Pacino was the coach
any
with
given
the leather
Sunday.
Jacket?
Yeah, it's that's any given Sunday.
Yeah, he gives a speech about fighting for the 6 inches in front of your face.
I don't really have.
I love Pacino in other movies.
There's not a if I see Hoosiers on
in other movies.
If I'm flipping around and I see Hoosiers, I'll stick with it. If I see, I'm trying to think,
there's
of
only one sports movie that I'll stick with it like that.
If I see
White Men Can't Jump.
That's a good one. If I see
that's classic.
If I see Bull Durham, there's a chance I'll stick around and watch it a little bit. I don't have a football movie like that. There's not a football movie that if I'm flipping through the channels and I see it on the listings, I want to watch some of it.
You know why, though? I think it's very hard to do good football action, like with actors.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can kind of finagle through basketball and golf and some other stuff. But, like, it's hard to get 22 people who can make a convincing football scene. It's even easier, I would say, believe it or not, to do hockey movies than it is to do.
I was
going to
say, if you watch Remember the Titans, look at just some of the football plays with them actually running. You're just like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Like,
Arthur, what movie did it the best?
The backside Georgia reverse? Man, Petey would have got smashed. What?
You know what movie did that
the best, though? Unnecessary Roughness is a funny football movie.
Never seen it.
Is that Goldie Hawn?
No. That's what... Sinbad, a bunch of other people. Kathy Ireland is the kicker. It's
pretty funny. Language.
Arthur, what football movie did the best job of actually like conveying what real football is like? I always thought the Friday Night Lights movie did a good job of doing.
Yeah,
I thought like the action in that game was somewhat realistic.
Yeah, Friday Night Lights, Any Given Sunday, to me, were the most realistic in the speed and just looking like athletes. To me, those two probably did the best job. Because some of the
like
other
every
movies,
play
even
in Friday Night Lights
was
like
great,
a car accident,
right? But you look at like plays like Rudy, like in the movie Rudy. You look at some of the footballs taking place. It's like, bro, I'm not believing that this runt of a guy is doing this. And you're offsides, by the way. But we're not going to get to that.
If Rudy ended with the referee making an encroachment signal and just calling
like,
a 5-yard
come on,
penalty,
man.
And like the coach dresses Rudy down for blowing his only chance, then I would like that movie.
Like, seriously, man. So,
well, Montana came out and said it was all BS. That's what I heard.
Wasn't Rudy a con artist in real life?
That's
he's
what
like
I heard
jail.
As well. They said he's not a good guy.
Wow.
Yeah, he sucks, man.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Interesting.
So I went to Notre Dame to do a story before they were playing Pitt a couple of years ago, and I wanted to get a hold of the real Rudy, and they're like, yeah, don't even bother. He's a jagoff.
Yeah.
So
that.
And think about it, Jeff, for Notre Dame people to say that about somebody, like, man, he's really got to be a jagoff.
Exactly.
Well said, Chris. All right, Jeff, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.